So we're starting, it's the book of 1 John, which is quite close to the end of the Bible, chapter 4, and we'll be starting at verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us.
Well, Saturday mornings. I don't know if you remember what you did on a Saturday morning when you were in school. Maybe you're still in school and you know exactly what you get up to on Saturday mornings. I'm not sure. Well, for me, when I was in high school, I only wanted to do one thing on a Saturday morning. I didn't want my parents to take me to the shops or the park or the beach. I didn't want to go out. I wanted to stay home and watch video hits. It was from 10 a.m. For 2 hours on a Saturday morning, video clips of the top 40 songs. And I distinctly remember the video for the 2003, a long time ago, almost 20 years, 2003 number one hit, Where Is the Love? By the Black Eyed Peas. I don't know if you have you ever seen this clip. You know this song that I'm talking about. Some of you do, some of you don't. So it's got stuff like "What's Wrong with the World, Mama?" Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Father, 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 help us send some guidance from above, because people got me questioning, where is the love? Where is the love, the love, the love? And whether you've heard that song or not, surely you'd think, almost now, almost 20 years later after it was released, you'd think maybe we might have found it by now. But no, nothing's changed. If a song with the same lyrics was released today, no one would blink an eyelid. There's still the exact same inequality, division, selfishness, war, and it ought to have you questioning, where is the love? Well, this part of the Bible, it doesn't leave us searching. It claims to give us an answer to that question. It claims to tell us where love can be found. And you can see the answer that it gives at the end of verse 7. It says, love comes from God. Now, the Apostle John is writing here. He says, God is love and love flows from him. But how do we know this is true? How do we really know that God is love? today as we explore this passage for just a few minutes, we'll see the proof of God's love in Jesus, the definition of God's love in Jesus, and the completion of God's love, not in Jesus, but in us. And I hope that when we get to the end, you'll be delighted to say, not where is love, but here is love. Here is love in Jesus, and here is love among us. Firstly, the proof of love. It's one thing to say God is love, but how do we know? When I was in year 7, I got very sick. I had 6 months off school. Eventually, I get admitted to hospital in Brisbane. I recover pretty quickly, but they, after I get better, they keep me in for about a month afterwards for observation. And in my ward, there are a whole lot of other teenagers who are staying long-term in similar sort of position to me. We all become friends. Now, one afternoon, I come back to my hospital bed, and one of the girls, I think her name was Georgina, I'm not quite sure, but I think it was Georgina, she's left a love letter for me. It's all about how she's been watching me and I'm the one for her. It has all the glitter and the love hearts on it. But you know what? I never responded to that love letter. I didn't mention it to her. I didn't say it to anybody else at all, in fact, that I'd received the love letter for many years. Now, part of the reason that I didn't respond was because I was a shy, embarrassed teenager. But another part of the reason that I didn't respond was because, other than the words on the page, there was no proof that what she was saying was true at all. She wasn't very friendly towards me. We barely spoke. I can't even remember her saying, even smiling at me. I thought she was a bit mean. The only proof I had were the words. But it's not like that with God. See, He tells us love comes from Him, then He offers proof. And you can see how God shows His love for us in verse 9. See it there? See what it says? This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. See, God expresses His love for us not only by telling us that He loves us, but by giving us, sending us His most precious possession. And he gave us His only Son. And He truly did give Him to us. His Son was a spiritual being completely outside of the material creation, yet He was given over to human flesh. He was made into a man, made to live and walk and breathe and hurt. And His Son was immortal, eternally enjoying life with His Father, yet He was sent into this broken world for us. See, the proof of God's love is found in Jesus, the person of Jesus. And God's love for us in Jesus is so great that the Apostle John actually says it's the event that defines what love is. I actually spend a fair bit of time looking up definitions, Googling what things mean. So looking at my recent search history, I searched the meaning of OTT. Apparently it means over the top. I also searched doyen, which means the most prominent person in a particular field. Cleft, which means split or divided. Nefarious, which means wicked or criminal. And avast, which means stop. But what is love? What is the definition of love? Well, here in verse 10 we read, "This is love. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." From this verse, firstly, we discover what love is not. A true love, ultimate love, is not our love for God, not our passion for God, not the things we've done for God, not the way we care for God. No, in fact, true love is not really found in us at all. Humanity is more often than not marked by a lack of love. The Black Eyed Peas did get something right. If you look to the world to find love, you'll usually be disappointed. No, this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. And He loved us by sending His Son to the cross for us. See, the definition and really the ultimate proof of love is not just that Jesus came, but that Jesus died. We deserve death for our startling lack of love, for our lack of love for God, our Maker, our lack of love for others, for the way we've turned in on ourselves in self-love. But in great love for us, Jesus came and died in our place so we could be forgiven. We've been asking, where is love found? And here we discover it's not so much that we find love, but that love finds us. God in love reached down. God in love came down. See, this is what love is. It's all about Jesus coming to us, Jesus giving his life for us, Jesus bearing our sins in his body on the cross. If you want to know what love is, if you've been searching for love, if you want to experience love, well, the definition of love is found in Jesus. It's found in Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross for us. But what about the completion of love? What even is that, the completion of love? Well, love always has a purpose, an end goal. On Father's Day, is it that last Sunday? Yeah, Father's Day last Sunday, my daughter told me she loved me and she gave me a key hanger, you know, with like the key hooks on it that she'd made for me. Now, the goal of that gift wasn't only that I'd have the present and feel loved by having the present, but that I would use the present. You know, that I'd actually hang my keys on the hooks. My daughter's love for me would be incomplete until my keys were hanging on the hooks that she had made for me. And God's love for us is the same. It has a purpose and a goal, and it's incomplete until that goal is met. And you can see the goal in verse 11 and 12. It says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." See, the end goal of God's love for us is that we love one another. God's love for us in Jesus is completed when a new community of love is formed. And that's exactly what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating God's love for us, and we're celebrating the completion of his love in us. Today we've heard testimonies, we've seen people come into membership, we've seen our kids growing up following Jesus, we've seen lots of love shown to us by gospel partners, we've seen the way people have loved each other through many trials. Well, what are these things? Well, they're glimpses of the completion of God's love. The completion of God's great love for us, as his love has its effect on us, on our hearts, on our lives, on our community, on the way we love one another. And of course, we've really only been able to capture a few glimpses. There's so much more love than we can display here in this short time together. I mean, you can read a few more of the many stories later by looking in that QR code and the stories of sacrifice and reconciliation, perseverance. But even with those things added in, we're really only scratching the surface. There's a lot of love among us. But as well as that, it's worth saying that we can only ever call this love that we see among us as really glimpses of God's love, tastes of his love, because God has still so much more work to do in our lives and in our hearts. His love's a bit like a yeast slowly spreading through dough, infiltrating it, changing it, but the bread won't have finished rising until Jesus comes back and brings all things to completion. And right now, this place is not an easy world to live in. At times, it can be hard to see where love is. I know many of us have felt that at points over the past year. But if you want to find love, if you want to know love, if you want to grow in love, well, then look to Jesus and to his atoning sacrifice. Look to Jesus and to the cross. And at the same time, let's celebrate the glimpses we see of God's love being brought to completion among us. So here is love, here in Jesus, and here among us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your gigantic love that you have for us in Jesus, that you would give your only son, your precious son, and that Jesus willingly came and went to the cross and gave his life, his blood spilt for us. We thank you for how much you've loved us. Help us as we seek to find love, to find it in Jesus, to go there and experience and know your great love for us in him. Yet, Father, we also thank you and we celebrate the ways that we get to express your love to one another, that your love is made complete in us as we love each other. And thank you for the many ways that you're working in our hearts, in our lives, and that we can see that and celebrate that and praise you for it. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.